Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Did the U.S. sabotage this missile?
Now, Chris, you know we can't talk about secret intelligence and things that might have been done, covert operations that might have happened, so I really have no comment on that, and nor should I.
That was Chris Wallace asking a question of Deputy National Security Advisor Katie McFarland about the North Korean missile that blew up shortly after launch. I think that's the second time that's happened. Joining us on the line right now is Bill Gert, senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon, author of iWar, War and Peace in the Information Age, and a man who knows a lot about national security and military issues. Hello, Bill. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good to be on the show.
It's good to have you, Bill. Okay, so look, I mean, it seems, I mean, when I saw this thing come out that, well, they tried to launch another missile, it fizzled, it exploded shortly after takeoff, and I seem to remember there was another one like that not long ago, I kind of went, yeah, I'm sure that's just a coincidence. What was your thought?
Well, it's one of those things. If the U.S., in fact, was able to use cyber means to sabotage the missile launched by North Korea on Sunday, they wouldn't say anything. If they didn't do it, they would say it. So we don't really know, I guess, is the simple answer. But there have been reports that the U.S. has been engaged in an effort to break into what they call the supply chain for North Korea's missile program, provide sabotaged parts that would do just what we saw on Sunday, an explosion shortly after launch.
Well, that's pretty interesting stuff. I mean, KT McFarland sort of just said, yeah, you know, we can't talk about that kind of stuff. What did you read into that?
Well, that, like I said, she could have been saying that we did it or we didn't do it, and we want you to think we did it. But doing missiles is hard, especially for a third world country like North Korea. They do have an aggressive missile program. There is new intelligence out that says that within the next few years, North Korea will have a long-range missile capable of hitting the United States. And I think that's what's driving the new policy of the Trump administration toward North Korea.
Now, I'm sure you saw the video from their big parade of all their missiles and their military might. And there's a video making the rounds where people have circled all the things that show that these missiles that they were parading through the streets, everything was fake.
Well,
so you're saying, though, that we should be concerned about them. So
yes.
Is there a reason why they would put such obvious fakes on display?
Well, you know, this is a highly militarized system over there. I mean, it's a totalitarian state, and there's a lot of saber rattling going on. In the case of North Korea, they have this annual military parade where they show off all of the various short, medium, and long developing long-range missiles. They have something called the KN-08, which is their road mobile ICBM, which has everybody worried because you can hide it in a garage and set it up really quickly, whereas in the past they had liquid-fueled missiles, which took a long time to fuel up and gave an indication that they were getting ready for a launch. In the case of the U.S., we've got the carrier strike group headed by the USS Carl Vinson in the area, and the Air Force is also conducting a large-scale exercise ongoing this part of the month with South Korea.
Yeah, and I wanted to know what you think about all that. I mean, are we making the moves that we would want to make? Because a lot of people say, well, you know, an invasion of North Korea or an attack against their missile program is imminent. I don't see that we have the resources in the area to carry something like that off if we needed to.
Well, we're prepared to, but I think basically what's going on is saber rattling. I talked to some administration officials last week, and they said, really, there's no good military options. North Korea's forces are so closely aligned along the DMZ, their artillery already can range the capital of Seoul and threaten some 25 million people. I think what we are seeing is new pressure on both North Korea and China in particular. The U.S. is saying, look, you rein in your client state. The Chinese have a defense treaty with North Korea going back to 1961. And the U.S. is saying, look, you rein in North Korea or we're going to do it. But I think what we're going to see is more economic sanctions, possibly on Chinese companies that have been supplying North Korea with a lot of the know-how. The good news is we did not see a nuclear test, and that was kind of the, I think the Chinese were really told, you get them to back off holding a sixth underground nuclear test.
Now, you talked about China and the defense pact they have. China told them, though, China told North Korea, if you do not divest yourself of these nuclear weapons, we will not have your back should you get in a confrontation with the United States. Can China control North Korea this way? Do you think they can dissuade them?
Oh, definitely. They have the ability. The Chinese press reports, state-run press, have been talking about saying, well, if they do another test, then that could somehow undermine their defense treaty. But clearly, the next step for China would be to limit oil transfers to North Korea. North Korea gets like 90% of its trade from China. So that's what the Trump administration is hoping will happen, that China will step up pressure on Pyongyang.
All right, so I want to change the topic to the mother of all bombs. Because I saw a lot of reporting, people saying, well, they use this mother of all bombs, and there was a bunch of hubbub and controversy about it. To me, it seemed like, hey, you got a tunnel, you need to destroy it, we got a weapon that does that, and let's just use it. I mean, what was the big hubbub about this thing?
Well, I think, again, we're seeing a stepping up by the Trump administration of the war against the Islamic State. What they were able to do was identify a tunnel network in this region of Afghanistan that's close to the Pakistani border. And they use this fuel-air explosive. It's a thermobaric bomb that basically creates a huge pressure wave. And it's intended to both kill the terrorists, but also to send a strategic message behind it that, hey, we've got these weapons and we're going to start using them.
Yeah, message being sent, and I assume it's been received. Listen, Bill Gertz, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.